This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There are now more than 200,000 confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide, and President Trump is taking extraordinary steps to fight the American outbreak. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with more.
Calling himself a wartime president, he's invoking emergency powers to steer private companies toward producing more critical supplies, like masks and ventilators, and is also moving to boost virus testing capacity. He's comparing the effort to measures taken during World War II.
And now it's our time. We must sacrifice together.
Mitch McConnell's Senate sending him a bill that, among other things, would guarantee sick leave to those who have the virus, while working on a massive relief package that could approach $1 trillion.
We aren't leaving until we deliver it.
In the meantime, the pandemic continues battering the economy. The Dow sank again and has now lost nearly all its gains since the president's inauguration. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain announced Wednesday it would close schools in the coming days and place 20,000 troops on standby in efforts to stem the spread of coronavirus as the death toll topped 100. Prime Minister Boris Johnson had held off following the lead of other European countries because of the impact it would have on the workforce. He emphasized the country needs schools to make provisions for the children of key workers who would be authorized or otherwise forced to stay home, and that they will also need to look after the most vulnerable children.
Just how long it will take to get through these steps is unclear, but as everyone knows, we are moving rapidly because the situation demands it.
And the prime minister also said that the government will bring forward measures to protect private renters from eviction and that the government should do whatever it takes to support the workers throughout the coronavirus crisis. This is VOA News. The United States and Canada have agreed to temporarily close their shared border to non-essential travel due to the coronavirus pandemic, AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
After President Trump tweeted about it in the morning, he spoke about the new restrictions at a White House news conference.
It's non-essential crossings. It won't affect trade at all, and it was just something we thought would be good for both countries.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on CTV.
Essential travel will continue. Our governments recognize that it is critical that we preserve supply chains between both countries.
Canada relies on the U.S. for 75% of its exports. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is warning of bank scams connected to the coronavirus outbreak. APZ Donahue.
One scam is a claim banks are limiting access to customers' money. The FDIC says there's been an uptick in calls, text messages, letters, and emails from scammers pretending to be FDIC employees, using names of people who actually work at the FDIC. They say there are security issues with bank deposits. The FDIC says they're out to get bank accounts and other personal information. No depositor has lost money since the FDIC was created in 1933. Because of the coronavirus, many banks have shortened branch hours or are pushing customers to use online banking. I'm Ed Donahue.
And Volvo has announced a recall of hundreds of thousands of vehicles because the automatic braking systems are not working properly. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The recall affects newly built S60, V60, S90L, and V90 models. The company says there's a software-hardware incompatibility glitch that can block the automatic emergency braking system from detecting obstacles, failing to stop the vehicles and increasing the risk of a crash. Volvo says the forward collision warning systems work as designed in the 2019 and 2020 models, but there's a risk in certain environments and temperatures that the automatic brakes won't deploy. No accidents have been linked to this problem. Volvo will update the software for free. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The risk of African swine fever could increase this year as China seeks to raise pig output, according to Chinese officials. And meanwhile, China's poultry egg output are expected to stay the same as last year. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.